the Alcubierre drive, and negative energy. The best example of stretching space is the Alcubierre drive, proposed by physicist Miguel Alcubierre in 1994 using Einstein's theory of gravity. It is quite similar to the propulsion system seen in Star Trek. The pilot of such a starship would be seated inside a bubble called a warp bubble, in which everything seemed to appear normal, even as the spacecraft broke the light barrier. In fact, the pilot would think that he was at rest. Yet outside the warp bubble, extreme distortions of space-time would occur as the space in front of the warp bubble was compressed. There would be no time dilation, so time would pass normally inside the warp bubble. Alcubierre admits that Star Trek may have had a role to play in his finding this solution. People in Star Trek kept talking about warp drive, the concept that you're warping space, he says. We already had a theory about how space can or cannot be distorted, and that is the general theory of relativity. I thought there should be a way of using these concepts to see how a warp drive would work. This is probably the first time that a TV show helped to inspire a solution to one of Einstein's equations. Alcubierre speculates that a journey in his proposed starship would resemble a journey taken on the Millennium Falcon in Star Wars. My guess is they would probably see something very similar to that. In front of the ship, the stars would become long lines, streaks. In back, they wouldn't see anything, just black, because the light of the stars couldn't move fast enough to catch up with them, he says. The key to the Alcubierre drive is the energy necessary to propel the spacecraft forward at faster-than-light velocities. Normally, physicists begin with a positive amount of energy in order to propel a starship, which always travels slower than the speed of light. To move beyond this strategy, so as to be able to travel faster than the speed of light, one would need to change the fuel. A straightforward calculation shows that you would need negative mass or negative energy, perhaps the most exotic entities in the universe, if they exist. Traditionally, physicists have dismissed negative energy and negative mass as science fiction. But we now see that they are indispensable for faster-than-light travel, and they might actually exist. Scientists have looked for negative matter in nature, but so far without success. Antimatter and negative matter are two entirely different things. The first exists and has positive energy, but a reverse charge. Negative matter has not yet been proven to exist. Negative matter would be quite peculiar, because it would be lighter than nothing. In fact, it would float. If negative matter existed in the early universe, it would have drifted into outer space. Unlike meteors that come crashing down onto planets, drawn by a planet's gravity, negative matter would shun planets. It would be repelled, not attracted by large bodies such as stars and planets. Hence, although negative matter might exist, we expect to find it only in deep space, certainly not on Earth. One proposal to find negative matter in outer space involves using the phenomenon called Einstein lenses. When light travels around a star or galaxy, its path is bent by its gravity, according to general relativity. In 1912, even before Einstein fully developed general relativity, he predicted that a galaxy might be able to act like the lens of a telescope. Light from a distant object moving around a nearby galaxy would converge as it passed around the galaxy, like a lens, forming a characteristic ring pattern when the light finally reached the Earth. These phenomena are now called Einstein rings. In 1979, the first of these Einstein lenses was observed in outer space. Since then, Einstein lenses have become an indispensable tool for astronomers. For example, it was once thought that it would be impossible to locate dark matter in outer space. Dark matter is a mysterious substance that is invisible but has weight. It surrounds the galaxies and is perhaps 10 times as plentiful as ordinary visible matter in the universe. But NASA scientists have been able to construct maps of dark matter since dark matter bends light as the light passes through, in the same way that glass bends light. Therefore, It should be possible to use Einstein lenses to search for negative matter and wormholes in outer space. They should bend light in a peculiar way, which should be visible with the Hubble Space Telescope. So far, Einstein lenses have not detected the image of negative matter or wormholes in outer space, but the search is continuing. If one day the Hubble Space Telescope detects the presence of negative matter or a wormhole via Einstein lenses, it could set off a shockwave in physics.